The Mishnah in Masechta Krisos Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis and the Gemara in Daf Yud Gimel introduce a very important halacha, and that is the halacha of Kedei Achilas Pras. The halacha is that whether it's for an Isser, that if somebody eats something he's not supposed to eat, or whether if it's for a Heter, that he is obligated to eat something, eat matzah on Pesach, for example, the shir achila is always kdei achilas pras. The achroinim, the poskim, debate how much time is shir kdei achilas pras. The chsam sofer opinion is that shir achilas pras is 9 minutes. The Baal Tanya's opinion was that the shir is 8 minutes. The Aruch HaNer's opinion is that it's 7.5 minutes. The opinion of the Tzemach Tzedek was 6 minutes. The Marsham, and so too is the opinion of Avram Chaim Noh, was 5 minutes. The Aruch HaShulchan said 3 minutes. Ramosha Feinstein said 3 minutes and 6 seconds. And there are opinions that go as low as 2 minutes. And everybody should follow what his Rabbeim Paskin. However, there's a chiddush from the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch's opinion is that Kedei Achilas Pras is not a standard shear, but every Kedei Achilas Pras depends on the food that is being eaten. And in fact, he says that's why the Gemara goes out of the way to say that Kedei Achilas, that's why the Gemara goes out of the way to say a Kedei Achilas Pras and doesn't define it as moments. Because he says that there are foods that you eat quicker and there are foods that are eaten slower. And it depends on the food to determine what should be the Shir Kedei Achilas Pras. The Mechas Chinuch, in fact, says that that is the opinion of the Magen Avraham in Aruch Chaim, Simen Pei Aleph, Sif Cotton Beis, where the Magen Avraham seems to hold that we look at every food according to the amount of time it takes to eat that food. The Mishnah Melech in Hilchas Brachos, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Beis, quotes a question. He says, typically, when one drinks coffee, it takes longer, particularly most of the shiurim that we identified at the beginning of the shiur, than Kedei Achilas Pras. And the question is, if somebody took longer to drink a coffee than the Shir Kedei Achilas Pras, do you make a bracha achroinim? And the Mishnah Melech brings a raya from our Gemara that even though it's typical, it's common to drink a coffee that way, and it seems, according to what we just quoted from the Minchas Chinuch, that we always follow by each food the type of the shear that is what's typical for that food. So if a coffee is normally consumed in a longer amount of time, according to what we just quoted from the Minchas Chinuch, you could still be able to say Bracha Achrayna. Says the Mishnah Melech, I'll prove to you from our Gemara, Daf Yud Gimel, not like that. The Gemara discusses the Tinoik
who nursed from his mother, does he become tamei? And the Gemara quotes two reasons why he shouldn't be tamei. One is because we don't know if he consumed the shear that would make him tamei. And even if he consumed it, did he consume it in the right amount of time, which is the shear of kedei achilas pras? Says the Mishnah Melech, if we're going to say that by every food we follow what is normal, so a child to be nursing from his mother, he's a young child, it's normal that it should take him longer. And if we follow every food according to the way it's consumed, what is the Gemara's question? I don't know if he consumed it kedei achilas pras. The Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel Ois Hei Divrei Maskel Ubezeh defends himself against the Mishnah Melech, and he says that there are two. When we speak about kedei achilas pras, there are two halachas. One halach is that by every food we have to know what is the amount of time it takes to eat. What is the normal amount of time it takes to eat a kazayis of that food? What is the normal time it takes to drink a revius of that food? And that is the shear that we should make a bracha achrayna. And therefore, coffee, which as we just said, is typically consumed in a longer amount of time, the shear achila for it will be longer than for other foods. But then, says the Michas Chinuch, what I don't mean to say is that we also decide based on every person. And you have people that eat quicker, and you have people that eat slower. Says the Michas Chinuch, I'm not going to agree that if the normal amount of time to drink milk is whatever amount of time is the normal amount of time, and this child, because he's a baby, takes longer, so therefore the kedei achilas pras for him will be longer. That I'm not going to agree to. And therefore, the Gemara is very well understood. Because even though the child's amount of time to drink milk is longer, to drink up a kazayis of milk, a revius of milk, is longer than it is by a gadol, that doesn't make that the kedei achilas pras for child changes. Dor HaNer disagrees, and he says you can't compare Hilchas Brachas Achroina, which we're discussing, making Brach Achroina on the coffee, to the Din of Tumah. The Din of Tumah, Chazal determined that a person is only Tameh if he ate it in this amount of time. A Bracha is dependent on a hanah. And even if you drink a coffee, even in a longer amount of time, that will bring you the hanah. So therefore, the halacha is that you should have to make a bracha achrayim. So he says you can't connect the two questions. So as we discuss the halacha of coffee, or the bracha achrayim of coffee, it becomes a very difficult question, and in fact, the Pri Chodosh says that he never drank coffee. And the reason he never drank coffee is because there is no easy solution what to do with the Bracha Achrayna. The Mishnah Brura in Simen, in Arachai in Simen Reish Yud, at the end of Sif Katan Aleph, discusses the question of coffee, and he paskins that if the coffee is not consumed in the whatever you consider the shir kedei achilas pras, then you don't make a bracha achrayna. But the Mishnah Brura suggests an eitzah. He says if somebody drinks a hot coffee, a hot tea, and he's not going to be able to drink it quickly, what he should do is he should leave a revius for the end, and then at the end he'll drink that revius in the right amount of time. But then it's cooled off, and he can make a bracha achrayin. So we have now two opinions. There's one opinion that says that by the opinion of the Mechas Chinuch, that by a kofi, the shear is a longer shear, because that's the way kofi is consumed. We would still need to know what is considered the shear, how many minutes to quantify it, but it's certainly not the 2 to 9 minutes that we discussed at the beginning of the shear. We have the opinion of Mishnah Berurah, who clearly doesn't agree with the Mechas Chinuch, and doesn't agree that the shear, that doesn't agree that the shear should change because it's a coffee. But therefore, if it took longer to drink your coffee, you won't be able to make a bracha achrayina. But he gives an answer to say a revius that you will drink in the right amount of time. There are paiskim that aren't satisfied with that opinion because they say that's not the way you drink. And since that's not the way you drink, you can't make a bracha achrayina if that's not the way you drink. On the other hand, there is the opinion of the Panami Iris. The Panami Iris takes a very interesting approach. His approach is that a bracha is made for the hanor. And since when somebody, and it has nothing to do with the shear of Kedai Achilas Pras, you drank a coffee, you enjoyed a coffee, and therefore the halacha is that you can make the bracha achroyim. Particularly, I saw that a poskim that say that we know that the bracha achroyim on coffee is bayir nefashos, and the poskim that say the bayir nefashos has different halachas than all other brachas, and certainly you could recite a bayir nefashos even though it took you longer to drink. Rav Volzner also was of the opinion that you make a bracha achroyna bayir nefashos, even if it took you longer to drink a coffee than the shir kedei achilas pras. The shayos hatshuvos, Maram Shik, chelik aleph, simon pehei, says that his rebbe the Chassam Sofer would drink a coffee, and it would take him obviously longer than kedei achilas pras to drink the coffee, and still he would make a bracha achroyna. I did see that is also the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch Harav. I saw that there are those that suggested that he should have sugar in his mouth, and that the sugar he should consume b'chdei achilas pras. That is another question. What happens because the person is anxious to make a bracha achrayina, and because even though the coffee is warm, it's hot, he'll drink the hot coffee in the shir kedei achilas pras, whatever the shir is. So it would seem from the Mishnah Berurah, and it would seem that then there's no question. He drank the coffee b'shir kedei achilas pras, so why shouldn't he be able to make a bracha achrayina? But there are paiskim that say, no, that isn't either acceptable. Because since that's not the way a coffee is normally consumed, so when you drank your coffee so quickly, you didn't drink it in the normal derech achila. If you didn't drink it in the normal derech achila, you can't again make a bracha achrayina. It's not clear that that's a reason not to make a bracha achrayina. I did see that the Divrei Chaim, and similarly, he quotes that was the opinion of his father-in-law, the Baruch Tam, that they held that even though the coffee is warm, if you drink it with kedei achilas pras, then you can make a bracha achrayina. So too was the opinion of the Briskerov and the Stipler and Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach. So it seems that if you drink your coffee, even if it's warm, hot, with im kedei achilas pras. It's the opinion of most paiskim that even though that's not the normal way coffee is typically consumed, you can make a bracha achrayma. But if you drank it slowly, according to the Mishnah Berura, you could say the reviyas for the end to make a bracha achrayma. According to the Panim Iris, you can always make a bracha achrayna. And according to Meches Chinuch, as long as you drank it in the way people normally, in the amount of time people normally drink up a cup of coffee, you could make a bracha achrayna.